Today on the Because Family podcast, are you spending enough time playing with your kids? Hello and welcome to the Because Family podcast. I'm Michael Prince, the founder of Because Family. Please visit becausefamily.org to learn how we can set up workshops to teach you as a parent how to better protect your kids online. Keep track of our blog at familytechblog.com. And today our episode is sponsored by our special new affiliate, Unglue. Unglue.com is where you can learn all about what they do. And if you use the promo code SAFE10OFF, S-A-F-E-10OFF, you'll get 10% off your subscription to their service, which allows you to monitor and control the screen time your kids are having on their devices and gives them some control as well to help your older kids learn how to time manage better or manage their time better. So I recommend Unglue. I wrote about Unglue recently at familytechblog.com. I recommend you go read that article and check it out. So we're going to talk today about spending time with your kids and playing with your kids. But this is just something that seems kind of out of the blue maybe, but really it's not, because while I was at CES in Vegas last month, now, this is February, oh my goodness, already, in 2018. But while I was in CES in Vegas last month, I sat through something, it was great. I don't mean sat through like I didn't like it. I enjoyed an event there called the Family Tech Summit. The Family Tech Summit, I've spoken about it a little bit already, but it consisted of several several vice presidents or directors from different organizations that create products that our families and kids use. It was a lot of inventors, toy manufacturers represented, people like that. And they all had a lot to say about kids these days and technology. And some of my favorite session, actually, in the whole thing was one of the first ones. I think it was the first one, called Play the Secret Sauce. And it featured the director of the Toy Association, which is basically people who, or they help toy companies follow all the right rules and keep things safe and do that sort of thing. And there was them, and it was a couple toy manufacturer, somebody who works with in the toy manufacturing industry, as well as two psychologists who work with families and kids and neuroscience and learning how kids play and what we can learn from how they play and how they learn when they play, and the director of kids content from PBS. I actually have their names. I can tell you if I can pronounce them all right. Sarah DeWitt from PBS Kids Digital was there. Ken Setzer from the Toy Association. Dr. Eric Fisher, a psychologist. He does a show called Dr. E Presents. Dr. Jody Sherman. Jody Sherman-Levos, excuse me, the director of child learning at Mattel. And they were there talking about play and how our kids play. And they said some things that were specifically geared towards you, my audience, at the Because Family podcast. So I wanted to kind of not tell you word for word everything they said. And actually, I wrote about this again. I always do say this, but I did. I wrote about it at familytechblog.com. You can find that in my CES category, all the information about CES. It's one of those articles. But they talk about how kids benefit from play and a balance of play. So they do benefit from playing on a screen, but they also benefit greatly from having balance, so time off of a screen. And Jody Sherman said that the issue here is balance. This is Dr. Jody Sherman. She's, again, the director of child development and learning from Mattel. But she said that the key here for kids is a balance between on-screen and off-screen learning, as well as, here's the key, time with your parents. Dr. Eric Fisher said that he did this whole thing where he said something about, he's doing the Music Man reference, you know, that it starts with T and the T stands for trouble and that rhymes with pool, you know, whatever. And, but he said the T isn't trouble, it's time. Time with your kids. And that's the issue that these psychologists, these professionals who work in the toy manufacturer industry, are trying to get across to us, is that we as parents have to spend more time doing things with our kids. They learn more, they grow more, they benefit more from their play when it's combined with moms and dads being a part of that as well. They recommend we create quality experiences with our kids. We think more towards experiences rather than stuff. And I think that's something that's been a major part of our lives over the last few years as we moved into a motorhome and we traveled the country. And you can hear back podcast episodes about that, some of those adventures. Read blog posts at cuzfamily.org about some of those adventures. But seriously, we learned that it's about what you get to go do with your family more than it's about how much stuff you have. Because we didn't have a lot of stuff anymore. We sold everything. We did 7 garage sales, uncounted trips to the thrift store. We had a small storage area about the size of this walk-in closet that my office is in. And what was in the RV is all we owned. And it was about the experiences. And that's something that they highlighted at this meeting at CES, at the Family Tech Summit, was it's about creating experiences. Now, they were speaking to people who are building games and robots and toys for kids. And they're saying you need to create an atmosphere with your product that invites parents into the experience. And so that was really cool for me to see. Unfortunately, Dr. Eric Fisher says our kids have in some ways become guinea pigs for these products. We've been testing what we have. How much screen time is good? Oh, not as much. We need to tone it back. Oh, what about social media? That's cool. Kids can connect. Oh, wait, maybe they shouldn't just video chat. Maybe they do better if they actually get in one-on-one personal social situations. And so our kids are being put in this guinea pig situation, and parents are a part of this a lot of times because unfortunately parents are using tech to do jobs parents should do. Now, this isn't just Michael talking here. Pastor Michael from becausefamily.org said that parents are using tech to do their jobs. But that's something that they said right here. Parents are letting tech do more than it should do. Dr. Eric Fisher said that as well. Parents are letting tech do more than it should do. And I highly, highly, highly agree with that. And it's something that is one of the root causes, one of the root, the core reasons we started Because Family, and now the Setting Digital Boundaries workshops that we do, the Raising Digital Natives, which you can learn at becausefamily.org/RDN to dig deeper into the digital world your kids are growing up in. It's reasons we're doing that stuff is because parents, unfortunately, are allowing tech to do more than it should. And so kids are unsupervised, they're having unfiltered experiences on tech, and they're learning things that we're not ready for them to learn yet. And that's not good. Play is how kids explore the world. Sarah said this, Sarah DeWitt from PBS Kids Digital. Play is how kids explore the world. And so they're learning about the world they live in from how they play. So if they're playing a game online with people from all over the world, that can be a really awesome thing because they get to learn about other cultures or other people. But it could also be a really dangerous or scary thing if you don't know who those people are. We have cousins. My kids have cousins. I have a niece and nephew that live halfway across the country in New York City in the East Coast. And they get to FaceTime and do stuff like that. And Facebook Messenger Kids is available for them to send messages back and forth through their parents' phones. And at some point, they might get to the age where we allow them to play games together online through that. But they get time together, and that's a really cool thing. But unfortunately, when it's unsupervised and it's not done where parents are paying attention, they're able to contact people online that they don't know. They don't know who they are. They don't know what they're doing. They can play Minecraft with people on a server. They don't know who they are. Roblox has been notorious for inappropriate stuff being put onto the game and kids getting into servers that they shouldn't be in and learning and playing the game there with people they shouldn't be playing with. And so it's not as good. But the issue is parents not being a part of the play of their kids. I think it was Dr. Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers said that play is the work of childhood. That is their job. And as parents, we have to help them do their job safely and properly. And that's what they're saying. They were saying at this conference, Dr. Jody Sherman, the way I have it written down, it's not easy to remember that last part, but she said, some parents see play as a luxury, but we're doing a lot of work to show parents the benefits of play. Play, for parents, play has even become a luxury for their kids to where they're saying, well, they get your homework done Make sure you get to baseball practice, to dance class, to all the things. And if there's time before bed, you can play a little bit with your brother, or we can play a game together, or we can do whatever. But the psychologists are trying to say, whoa, slow down and make time for play. This is their work. This is their exploration. This is how they learn. We got to make time for it. And parents don't know how to play anymore. So they struggle helping their kids play, but they don't remember what it was like to be a kid. But you're recommended, I recommend, and something I have to struggle with and have to remember is to allow my kids to fail, to mess up at something. One thing that we do when we play games and stuff is I don't ever allow my kids to win. Like, if they win, they win. Like, that's, but I don't let them win intentionally and just, you know, give up and say, oh, you beat me, you're such a good this game. No, when they beat me, it's going to be real, because I need them, they need to know how to fail at it. They need to know how to lose and get their, pull themselves up by their bootstraps and say, I'm going to play you again, and next time I'm going to kick your butt. And then someday, when they do beat me, never going to happen, but when they actually do beat me, they can say, I did it. I really did. I beat my dad at this game, and it's a big deal because I had never done it before. He didn't let me do that. And so they feel rewarded. They know that things aren't just handed to them in life. And they learn about failing and messing up and how to continue to grow as a person. Some of the key aspects that kids learn about or develop as they play is their cognitive abilities, communication skills, social skills, creative abilities, emotional skill, and their physical skill. I mean, playing outside, playing sports, things like that. So we need to play with our kids on their tech devices. What games do they like to play? What did they play? What did they do the last time they played Minecraft, or the last time they were battling it out on the Clash of Clans? You know, how did they approach that attack? What happened? When they want to tell you about it, let them tell you about it. Because here's the deal: when your 8-year-old, this is Michael, not Dr. Anybody, this is Michael saying this, when your 8-year-old wants to tell you about Minecraft and you say, I don't care about that. I don't know anything about that. I don't want to talk about Minecraft right now. Stop it. I'm too busy. I don't want to do that. Blah, 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 blah. When you do that sort of thing, your kids learn, my parents don't care about the things I'm doing on my phone or on my tablet or on my whatever. So I'm not going to bring it up to them anymore. I'm not going to talk to them about it. And so your kids stop talking to you about it. Then they're 13 years old. They're sitting all day like this, texting. And you're going, what are they doing? Why are they texting so much? I want to know what's going on. And you're asking them about it. And they go, what? Nothing. It's fine. Who are you talking to? Oh, just a friend. Okay, well, what are you talking about? No, not much. How's everything on there? You doing good? Yeah. What apps do you like to use? Oh, just some stuff. It's no big deal. Why do you care all of a sudden, right? When all their lives they've been playing a game and you couldn't care less about what they were doing on there. Well, now all of a sudden you want to know. So playing with your kids allows them to feel like they can talk to you about their experiences. They can talk with you about what's important to them. Because if play is work, then it's like you coming home from work on Friday or on Tuesday and saying, oh, honey, what a day today. You know, Bob came in and it was his birthday, and so we had a little party for him, but then Susan didn't want to come because her and Bob have a history, blah, blah. So you're talking it all out. This is what happened. And your wife's going, But you feel validated and you feel important because she's nodding her head saying, and listening to you. But when your kid walks in and says, so in Minecraft, I did this thing and I did that, and you go, blah, 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 I don't have time for that. I'm trying to make dinner. They're learning a lesson there. So talk to them about what they're doing online. They talked a little bit about nature deficit disorder. Kids not spending enough time in nature, not spending enough time outside. I'm an indoorsy person. I get it. Like, I'd rather do this right here, talk to my computer, whether it's to you just watching someday or to friends that I contact on social media or whatever. I'd rather do this than go outside and play most any time. I like to go play football or baseball every now and then, but I'm happy right here. Play a computer game, watch other people play computer games. I'm cool. But my kids need to go outside. They need to play outside. Yesterday, we had a nice warm day for January 31st, and they dug a hole in the backyard at my in-law's house. And my father-in-law's like, I don't even mind filling that hole in because they need to dig in the dirt. You know, they came in, they all had to get baths before dance class, but guess what they got to do? All six of them, my four and our and my niece and nephew, they got to go out back and dig a hole in the dirt. There were no nature deficit disorder in that family. That's not happening. So you need to let your kids go outside. Tech adds a new layer to your kids' play. It can be a new layer if it is added to the other kinds of healthy play. If it's all they do, it's not a layer anymore. Another thing you got to be careful about is how much time you have your kids spend on tech when it's not in play. You know, our kids use tech for homeschool and stuff. I did a review, and I'm going to talk about coding at the Family Tech Update podcast that I'm going to record this week. And I did a review of a robot that you code with no screen. And I talked about how in homeschool, you let your kids do a lot of stuff on an iPad or something because there's some good resources for practicing math or English or something like that on it. But tech executives send their kids to tech-free schools. They go to Montessori academies where there's no screens anywhere and they don't use any tech. And there's a reason that's something that is important to folks. There's a reason that's one of the most expensive types of schools you can send your kids to, is because not necessarily if it being in high demand, but definitely the fact that it's good for your kids and it's healthy to separate that screen from the off-screen life. And the biggest thing is you being involved. Play with your kids. Help. So our my job and our goal and the goal, and I'll just give you kind of insight what the toy industry was talking about at this event, is that their goal is to help parents understand the importance of play, help parents be a part of their kids playing, to give personalized adaptive learning for kids, combine it with tips for parents so parents aren't going into this game blind. You know, how many of you could sit down in front of Minecraft and figure it out? I could, but I'm a gamer. I like that sort of thing. Could you do that? I don't know. Kids don't have to be inundated with tech to become the next tech giant. You know, these guys who created all the most popular tech stuff that we use, they didn't have computers like that to use. They created it, and they didn't have to have it in order to create it. And it's the same goes for your kid. They could be the next great inventor of whatever replaces the iPhone, or whatever replaces batteries for our cameras, or whatever replaces the SD card. I just happen to have all that stuff sitting at my desk. Or whatever replaces the Bluetooth headphones. You know, they could replace these someday. There, now you can see them. Who knows? But they don't have to be inundated with tech every day of their lives in order to be involved in the tech industry someday. Because Family has been saying it for coming on 5 years now, you have a responsibility to spend the time with your kids that you have to spend with them for them to learn. They learn more from you than they ever will anybody else, based on how you act, based on what you teach them, based on what you prioritize. And so we have to teach them how to do it right. Remember, go to Unglue, theunglue.com, use the promo code SAFE10OFF, all one word, SAFE10OFF, or you can go to familytechblog.com. All the articles have an Unglue banner right there with it, and when you go through that to subscribe, you will get, you'll benefit Because Family a little bit, as well as have 10% off. So I recommend you do that. That's going to help you with screen time, kind of a lot of what we were just talking about. It's going to help you keep track of the amount of screen time they're using. You can download the app for free to monitor. If you want to set controls and stuff, you do subscribe. But it's $7 a month if you subscribe for a year. So get it done. Just do it. It's worth it. So thank you. Remember, you can find us at becausefamily.org, familytechblog.com. We are Because Family, all one word, on every social media thing you can think of. Go find us. Go follow us. I'm sharing tips and advice and things like that all the time there. Thanks for listening to the Because Family podcast and for watching the Because Family podcast. Subscribe on iTunes or Android. Subscribe on YouTube if you're watching there. If you're on Facebook, go like our Facebook page. We try to put this everywhere we can so that you can get it. So thanks for listening, watching, absorbing. I don't know. How else can you take in this information? Whatever. But we'll see you next time on the Because Family podcast.